Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. With Politico reporting that the U.S. Supreme Court may be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, Los Angeles County supervisors are getting ready to back state legislation to create an abortion-safe haven in the country. The pilot program would provide services to patients regardless of where they live. The motion from supervisors Sheila Kuehl and Holly Mitchell says, quote, "Preserving women's access to quality reproductive health care services is critical," end quote. The resolution was already on the agenda for today's board meeting, which came out before Politico published an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito, apparently, that states Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Also today, the Board of Supervisors is set to consider implementing a series of recommendations from a Blue Ribbon Commission on Homelessness. KPCC's Unhoused Communities reporter Ethan Ward has more.
One of them includes establishing an entire county department that is dedicated strictly to homelessness. And they say that it's not about creating a new bureaucracy and more hoops for people to have to jump through. They said it's about creating a nimble entity that is going to be directly accountable to the Board of Supervisors. They're also going to be establishing a local solutions fund so all 88 cities can be part of the solution and have access to money that would help them better address the homelessness crisis in their respective cities.
Is also looking at making changes to the LA Homeless Services Authority, which has come under increasing scrutiny from local officials frustrated by the lack of progress on the crisis and whose leader just resigned. California's Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant is set to fully close by 2025, but that might be pushed back due to a shortage of electricity. The executive director of the nuclear policy research organization Good Energy Collective supports keeping the facility open. Jessica Lovering says that she believes the nuke plant is helping to combat climate change.
California has a lot of renewables coming online. It's really great to see, but they should first and foremost be replacing fossil fuels and not replacing nuclear power, which is also emissions free.
On the other hand, a spokesman for the Natural Resources Defense Council opposes delaying the closures. He says that California would need to pay for costly refurbishments to renew the facility's federal operating license, which expires in 2025, in order to keep it open longer. President Biden recently signaled in a closed-door meeting that he is open to canceling some student loan debt. In the meantime, he has extended a moratorium on repaying student loans until August 31st. Some congressional Democrats are urging him to forgive debt outright, especially with midterm elections coming up. Washington Post congressional reporter Mariana Sotomayor was a guest on KPCC's Air Talk and said the idea is also popular among voters in swing districts, some of whom are in their 60s and still paying off their student loans.
The ask isn't, can he forgive everything, all of my student loans? It's more of how can I pay for this, and especially for those older Americans, pay for this before I die.
Sotomayor said the best chance of canceling student loan debt is through a presidential executive order. But there is still some debate over whether Biden has the legal authority to do so. Meanwhile, his administration has granted student loan discharges for all borrowers who enrolled in the Maranello School of Beauty from 2009 until it abruptly closed amid a federal investigation. Student borrower debt during this time totals around $238 million. Maranello operated in several states, including in California. With coronavirus transmission going up, LA County is telling employers to use common sense strategies to increase workplace safety. That includes improving ventilation, screening workers for symptoms, and making it easier for them to get tested, vaccinated, and boosted. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says it also means wearing a good quality mask.
Common sense is if you're indoors, and you see we've got significant increases in a transmission, that you keep a good, high-quality, high-filtration mask on, preferably a respirator, when you're going to be around other people.
The urging comes as the county reported 5,920 new infections from the past 3 days, along with 13 new COVID-related deaths. And while hospitalizations remain relatively low, Ferrer says the increase in COVID-19 cases is still a concern.
People who are vulnerable, older people, people who have a lot of exposures at work or at home, people who have underlying health conditions, they're going to need to, again, be particularly cautious right now, because for them, the likelihood is they may not experience such mild illness.
The rise in cases comes as two highly contagious Omicron subvariants continue to spread. Jimmy Kimmel says he's got COVID-19 and he's taking a break from hosting his TV talk show, which tapes in Hollywood. In a tweet, Kimmel jokes, "Our daughter brought us COVID, even though we specifically asked her not to." He says that he's double vaxxed, boosted, and feeling fine. A Long Beach-based space company has pulled off an unprecedented catch.
Oh, there we go. We've got our first glimpse of it.
Rocket Lab used a helicopter to snag a rocket booster as it parachuted down to Earth.
Absolutely incredible stuff there. We have successfully caught that electron booster underneath the parachute. So that helicopter, confirming again, has hooked onto the drug line and has captured electron. Just incredible.
The 39-foot-tall booster was plucked mid-air as it descended off the coast of New Zealand after launching 34 satellites into orbit. Like SpaceX, Rocket Lab is trying to reuse rocket boosters. The founder and CEO says in a tweet, "Can't begin to explain how hard that catch was and that the pilots got it. They did release it after hookup as they were not happy with the way it was flying, but no big deal. The rocket splashed down safely." Temperatures today, pretty much average. Coastal highs will be in the low to mid 70s. That's the same for the LA Basin and inland OC. Coastal valleys in the AV will be in the upper 70s to around 80. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.